that it stops getting dogfish. Simple as that. Question, Rabbi?
So,
something to say, it says a kachodim, Rashi would have said Lila. Simple as that. Now, so far, I don't know what your feeling is, but when I went through all of these makaras in this order and continuum, I find nothing contrived here. I find it so natural and so assumed. Yeah, we have to point to the problems, but it's so entirely natural and so assumed.
You wonder how Adam Morgan has gone held by his sheet then.
I am not here to commercialize one or the other.
No, but you hear it, you know, like, say it's in black and white.
Okay. After we finish the two shittas, if you would like, I could point to all the questions on both shittas.
Mm-hmm.
There are questions that can be asked on both,
mm-hmm.
and problems that can be seen from others. Let us build our foundations first. Let's go to a Rambam. If you have two volumes of the Rambam in front of you, you want the first one, Chelek Aleph. Please to start. Chelek Aleph, I want you to go to Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah is in Sefer Avoda. Is in Sefer Ahava. Ahava. Yeah, you got it. It's Mada. I think there is. Hilchos Tefillah.
Okay, got it.
Perek Gimel. A totally irrelevant aside. A total irrelevant aside. If you someday are inspired to do a little light learning, take the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah in English, which means you have to call me and borrow it, and just read it, not learn it. Just read it. And that's it. I think you can read the whole thing in under an hour. And don't dote over it, but go. There will be eye-openers for you. Let's begin with Halacha Beis. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Kvar amarnu, we already stated, says the Rambam, Shetfilas HaMincha Keneged Tomit Shobeinu Abayim. Tiknu Zimano. The time of Mincha, of davening Mincha, is intrinsically bound into the Kol. And because on every single day, meaning every single day except Pesach, it was at 9.5 hours after the beginning of day, which is the 3:30 in the afternoon, is tiknus man only teicha shol sumechza. The davening of mincha is from 9.5 hours after the beginning of the day, 3:30, so to speak. Vehi ani kreis mincha ketana. This is what we call mincha ketana when the day is small till its end. The fish of Erev HaPesach, and because of Erev Pesach Shecholi Yos Erev Shabbos, that used to come on Erev Shabbos. They have to get finished before Shabbos, and the crunch was great. They would go ahead and start with the Korban Tomid at 6.5 hours, which is 12:30. Is Omru, we conclude, that if one davens from 12:30 in the afternoon on, is yotza, that you are yotza mincha, even though you're using the one infinitesimal exception to the day. But the exception has to be part of the rule. It's still time for mincha. It's a possible time for mincha. Omru, shamispalo me'achar, sheisho'osu mechza, is yotza. Umishegi azman zeh. And when this time, in other words, 6.5 hours of the day, or 12:30, Higia arrives, man chiyuva, then you're obligated, v'zohi anikres mincha gedola. This is what we call mincha gedola. Halacha gimel, no'agu anashim harbei. There is a minhag that is harbei, that anashim harbei, that is rampant. Lispalel gedola uketana. To daven how many minchas? Two minchas. One at 12:30 and one at 3:30. V'ha'achas reshus.
It's permissible.
No, reshus means it's optional here. It's not only permissible, but it's an optional. It's an optional one. What is the option? The option is called nedova. Are you entitled, in addition to what your obligations are you entitled to bring a korban at any time? And the answer is sure. You as an individual can bring a korban nedova, or korban toda, at any time that you want, so to speak.
It's voluntary.
Okay. And this reshus is totally voluntary. The whole miktsas ha-geonim, but the halacha, as far as this minhag is concerned, is she'ein roi lusfala reshus ela ha-gedola. That the reshus one, the optional one, should be at 12:30, mincha gedola. The chen ha-din no sein. And the logic in halacha is obviously that way. Mipnei she'hi k'neged dova she'ein ol tabi b'chal yom. Because obviously this isn't the regular mincha. It's the unusual, the exceptional mincha. The regular, the todir mincha is at mincha ketana. V'im ispalel ha-gedola chova. But if when you davened at 12:30, and you assume that this was your obligatory mincha, is lo yispalel ketana ela rishus. Then when you davened at 3:30, make that a rishus. But the logic says that you should do it the other way around. That the 12:30 should be rishus, and the 3:30 and after should be the chol.
Presumably, on that one strange day, Erev
Pesach. No, it's obvious.
All the
12:30s are chova, no question about it. Olam adeta halacha dalet. To conclude, says the Rambam, shezman mincha gedola. The time of mincha gedola is mishesh shalos mechza. From 6.5 hours ad teisha shalos mechza, until 9.5 hours. In other words, from 12:30 to 3:30, as we have on our chart. That's mincha gedola. Uzman mincha ketana, and the time of mincha ketana is miteisha shalos mechza, is from 9.5 hours. In other words, 3:30. Now watch carefully. Ad she yishar min hayom sha'or revia, until the day has left to it an hour and a quarter. Which, according to the Rambam, is who shita, shitas Rabbonan or shitas Rav Yehuda. Okay. The yeshva lispalel also ad shetishkacha. Okay, and you have until shkia sachama to go ahead and daven mincha. So, what does the Rambam paskin as clear as day? What is the time of tfilas mincha ad ha'erev? Is to when? Ad shetishka hacham. Simple as that. So it's Shitas HaRambam also. It's not the Vilna Gaon who was so many years afterwards. It's Shitas HaRambam. Yeah. Let's take a look now at the second volume of Rambam that you have in front of you. It's on your list. It's source number 8. The Rambam of Tmidim Musaf in Perek Aleph. It's in Sefer Avoda. After Sefer Avoda has Klei HaMikdosh, then Bias HaMikdosh, Isurei Mizbeach, Maaseh Korbonos. In Sefer Avoda, it's page 61. If you have Sefer Avoda, there's a page 61 over there. You may not learn anything new, but for the sake of investigating the sources and being complete over here, let's learn Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim, Sefer Avoda. Parak Aleph Halach Aleph Mitzvah Saseh Lakviv Shnei Chavosim Alos B'chol Yom. It is a mitzvah Midor Raisa to take 2 sheep and make them Korban Ola on every single day. V'heim HaNikroim Tamidim. This is what we call Tamid. Echad Baboke V'echad Bein Arabayim Shenema Shnaim Layom Alos Amid, etc. and so forth. Halach Beis V'eim Osai Zman Shfitasom. When do we start the Shechita, which is obviously the first step in the Korban? Shabokar, in the morning, Yishoktim also, Kodem Sheta'ale Hachamo, before, a little before what?
Sunrise.
A little before sunrise, Misheyeor Pnei Kol HaMizrach. How much is a little before? It's when the entire eastern horizon is already light. This is a little after what we call Mishiyakir, when you're able to put on tefillah. Upam achas, at one time, dochako asho es hatzibur b'bayis sheni. The time was of such essence, of such a problem during bayis sheni. V'hikrivu tomid shel shachar b'alba shel spayom. And they went ahead and they had to push the tomid, for whatever reason, until the fourth day. Obviously, there must until the fourth hour. Obviously, doch kohashoah means there must have been some political problem. There must have been some real osom, some real duress. And they went until the fourth day, but until the fourth hour of the day.
We're going to explain why.
Okay? Whatever it is, we'll leave be. However, why he is saying that is because the assumption is, like Rabbi Yehuda, that up until the fourth hour it's okay. Halacha Gimel, Tomid Shel Bein Arba'in, is Shochtim Osov. You start the Shechita in Korban Mincha, Mishayari Chatzel, when the shadows start to elongate, which means it's the afternoon. And everyone sees that it is already a different kind of shadow. What is this on a clock? Shechita can begin okay? From 12:30, that's when you start. However, fact of the matter is that on every single day they started at 8.5 hours. The Shechita, which was the preparatory part of Kol Mincha, was at 8.5 hours, which is 2:30. The Korei B'tisha Omechza. And the Kolbom was at 9.5 hours, which is 3:30. The Loma Macharin Oso Shtei Sos Ad Chilas Man Shchitaso. Achaz Chilas Man Shchitaso. Why do you go ahead and take and stretch it out from the Shchita until the Kakrova, until you actually make the korban, such a tremendous time? It now korbanos shel yechidim o shel tzibur. To be able to go ahead and be able to stick in other korbanos that yechidim, that individuals had, and other korbanos tzibur that had to be brought. And remember the klal of todir v'she'eno todir kodim. The fish also.
So again, I don't see where it answers the question of why you wait an hour between Shechita and Korban.
Well, watch. He says, Lefisha also, because it is also Lahakriv Korban Klal, to start any Korban, call them Tomit Shoshacha.
Okay.
Because Shachris has to start the day.
Sure.
And furthermore, the Klal is Velo Shochtim Korban Achar Tomit Shoben Arbaim. You, after Tomit Shoben Arbaim, you don't bring any Korban, Chutz Mi Korban Pesach Levado. Okay? So what you do is you start the Shechita, which is still not part of the, which is still not the hakrova of the kol.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and then before you are makriv kolban mincha,
you
do all the rest of the kolbanos. And these are the two bookends of the day. These are the two book covers of the day, the Tomid Shel Shachar, which begins and nothing comes before, and the Korban Mincha, which ends and nothing comes after.
Well, you could do the Shechita Korban Mincha at 9 hours. Right before.
Yeah, except for one thing, that the numbers of Korbanos that you may need.
Wait a moment.
The number of the other korbanos.
But they all have to be finished with these korbanos.
I hear what you say. But the number of the other korbanos may be so great, or may be delayed for one reason or another, that you are jeopardizing the korban mincha. So by Shechita starting so early, and the preparatory phases starting so early, one thing is for sure, that you only have one thing to do. Zap! Get it on the mizbeach. Finish it.
Oh, okay. So only say that you do Shechita an hour ahead of time, because it might take you an hour, regardless of what else is going on, it still might take you an hour to finish.
Okay.
You've got to drain the blood. It might take you an hour.
Okay. But the assumption here is clear. that you have until mincha time and no other time and finish. And mincha time means what? The end of the day, which is assumed. The Rambam assumes it. Doesn't even make it.
Okay. So
when? No. But until when do you have for this time? A Bein HaArbayim. When is Bein HaArbayim?
It's afternoon.
Afternoon. When does Bein HaArbayim end?
But
he assumes it. That we all know. I don't have to tell you. Ad what? Ad Shkiyas HaChama. Finish. Simple as that.
He also, for Shaku, he told us about Rav Yehudah's Shita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we haven't seen anywhere where you can say Shaku's up until noon.
Let's see. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Stop Chof Ches on the Basin Brothers. Chofkes on the Beis and Brothers. Again, only a few lines in the Mishnah, the bottom Mishnah, which is the wide line, Rabban Gamliel Omer. Okay? Rabban Gamliel Omer, Bechol Yom, on every single day, Yom Ve Yom, Mispalel Adom, Shmona Esrei. You have to say Shmona Esrei Brochos. Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel and said that your requirement is Omer Me'ein Shmona Esrei. You only have to say a summary that points to these 18 themes and 18 brochos. Rabbi Akiva is a third opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer Im Shigurot Tfilas Al Befiv. He's a midpoint. If you know the Shmona Esrei by heart and properly so, is Mispalel Yudches Mispalel Shmona Esrei. Vim Lav, and if not, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Then you can go ahead and say the summary of Shmona Esrei. Next din, Rabbi Eliezer says, O set filos o keva, if you routinize what we do today, your tefillah is ein filos o tachnunim. It loses the quality of tachnunim, of supplication, of true and meaningful asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever you want. That's all I need of the Mishnah. And let's go quickly to the next page, called Tess on the Beis. You find the two dots in the middle of the page, Mai Keba. It's not entirely the middle of the page, it's the middle of the small column, of the narrow column. Mai Keba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer said, Tfiloso Keba is Eno Tachnunim. What do you mean by Keba? Okay? Omar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Omar Rav Oshia. Keva means kol shetfiloso dome olav kemasud. If when you daven, the whole process is a big burden. The Rabbonon Amrei, Rabbonon define keva differently. Kol mi sheino omro bilshon tachnunim. It's the way you express the words. If your words aren't words of request, then it's no good. Rabov v'Rab Yosef, the Amrei Tavayu, they say Keva is kol she'eino yochol l'chadesh b'davar. Anyone who cannot go ahead and innovate something in his tefillah that he didn't ask for, that he didn't include the last time. In the answer to this Rambam, the source is Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. In the middle of the wide columns, Tfilas Mincha Ad Ha'erev. Omer Le Rav Chista Le Rav Yitzchak. Got it? Omalei Rav Chista to Rav Yitzchak. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Rav Chista said to Rav Yitzchak, I'm surprised. Hoson, in our conversation on the page before in Gemara, concerning Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Shachris. Until when? Oh. Until Dalit Shos. Omar Rav Kahana commented that the halacha is k'Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rav Kahana comment that the halacha was right like Rabbi Yehuda? Because in that conversation before on the page right opposite, Rav Kahana indicated that there was a Mishnah in Maseches Edios. And Maseches Edios comes from the word Edus, of fixed testimonies that people that Tanoim and that used to give to say that when there was a machlokus between A and B, I am giving firm testimony for the record that in this Mizdar, the halacha was like A, not like B. The whole Masechta is nothing more than the Edus of these things. So Rav Kahana said, halacha to Rav Yehuda, that in Masechta's Edios, it is indicated that in the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, it's tefillah shachris until when? Until Dalit shows. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Howil, because tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, bibechirosa, kavosei. Bechirosa is a euphemism for Maseches Edios. Bechirosa means the chosen ones. If you made it into Maseches Edios, you were among the chosen, because the halacha was like you. And here, on this point, he joined the circle, the Grand Prix, so to speak, of the approbation of his colleagues, that the halacha was like him. In what? In Shachris. But Hocha, here when it comes to Mincha, where he holds until Plata Mincha, my Ishtik, why does Rav Kahana keep quiet as to the halacha being like who? Like Rav Yehuda, v'lo amalei, v'lo midi. He didn't say anything at all as to what the halacha is legabe mincha. Shachris, we have testimony in Maseches Edios that it's like Rabbi Yehuda. It comes to mincha, which is another machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you go ahead and say something? So Amar Rav Chista said, Necheze Anan, we can see ourselves that maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Mida Rav, from the way Rav, who was the first of the Amoraim who learned from Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, the first one, I mean, he had a direct, it's not this Rabbi Yehuda, but he learned from Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Okay. He learned from Tanoim directly. Yeah. He may be an Amora, but when Rav did something, and Shmuel also did something, you are talking with the weight and the authority of Tanoim. They both learned in Eretz Yisrael, unlike later Amoraim. And they both learned from Rebbe. I mean, that's the best source that you can have. It's Anan, Nachazei, Nechazei, Anan, Midarav. Let's learn ourselves from what Rav did. That Rav, Mitzalei, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Okay, Miba'od Yom. Rav, on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, Miba'od Yom, when it was still day, after he finished Mincha, when it was still day, he went ahead and he davened Ma'ariv of Shabbos. So obviously, what did Rav do? He finished Mincha on Erev Shabbos according to Rav Yehuda at Plaga Mincha. And the minute that it was Plaga Mincha and he davened Mincha, it was still day by all accounts. He went ahead and he davened Ma'ariv of Shachris. So Rav, who had this tradition of Tanoim, he himself acted how? He acted, obviously, like Rav Yehuda. Ishmamino halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, you see that this is your proof. Wait a minute, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Sorry, adarabba. Quite to the contrary, because Rav's most famous talmid was Rav Huna. Okay, is it careful to assume? Is it logical to assume that Rav's talmid, the best talmid that he had, Rav Huna, acted like Rav? Okay. If it's logical to assume, and adarabba, the opposite is obvious, midarabba Huna v'rabbonon. From Rav Huna and all those around Rav Huna, the rabbonon around Rav Huna, who acted like Rav Huna, who acted like whom? Who acted like Rav. They lo hava matzli ad ursa. When it came to Friday, they didn't daven ma'ariv until when? Until nighttime. So you cannot prove to me from what Rav did on Erev Shabbos that Rav was holding like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because if he held it b'Shita and paskined like Rabbi Yehuda, clearly and unequivocally, then what would his Talmud Muvak do? What would all those who went according to the Shita of Rav, and who ultimately learned from Rav through Rav Huna, what would they have done? Obviously they would have done the same way. Ishma mina, that ain't halacha to Rav Yehuda. You see from this discrepancy, that probably because there wasn't this fixed stand in the Beis Medrash of Rav that continued to Rav Huna and all the others around him, then obviously the halacha was not like Rav Yehuda. And here's where the Gemara concludes. Hashda, at this point, where are we? The lo itmar, we cannot prove hilchasa that the halacha is lo kemar velo kemar, is neither like Rav Yehuda at Mincha nor like Rabbanan at Mincha. What is the halacha then? How shall we do? And you see that this is what the Rambam passes. The Ovad Kemar, if you follow the Shita of whom? Of Rav Yehuda. Ovad, you did something proper. With the Ovad Kemar, but if you follow the other one, Rabbanan, Ovad, you did something proper also. So either which way, you're within the realm of halacha, because we don't have any fixed way of determining the halacha. And this is, excuse me, and this would lead you to the confusion of what you think you saw in the Rambam. Mm. That he may start out like Rav Yehuda, but he ends up like what? He ends up like Rabbanan. Well, the fact of the matter is that usually when you come to a machlokes of Yochid and Rabim, who's the halacha like? Rabim. But here we don't take that stand. We take a different stand altogether. The Ovad Kemal, if you follow Rabbi Yehuda, is Ovad, you did properly. With the Ovad Kemal, but if you follow Rabbanan, you also did properly. Because there's no way to determine truly the final extent of this machlokes. And let's take a look at it in Shulchan Aruch.
But also, if you do it like Rabbi Yehuda, mm-hmm. you're still doing it like Rabbanan.
Up to a certain extent.
Well,
up to a certain extent. Take the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Up to a certain extent. I know what you're saying, but careful. Take the Mishnah Berurah. Let's learn one halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and you'll see.
The does seem to have, though, an implied caveat here.
Yeah.
It seems to be screaming, though, for consistency. Say, if you do it his way, it's proper. If you do it the other way, it's proper.
You got to jump on the sources. There's no question about it. Watch. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel. Let's pull it all together based on all the sources.
Still got time there?
Yeah. Halacha Aleph. If you daven mincha la'achar vov shos after 6.5 hours, vov shos umechtzo, which is what time? 12:30. Yotza, you will yotze mincha, even though ikar zmana miteshos umechtzo l'mala ad halayla l'rabbonon, even though it's from 3:30 until nighttime ad halayla, huh? Which is when? Careful, we don't know. Lerabbanon, I would say that we have to be careful. Ule Rav Yehuda ad plag mincha, and according to Rav Yehuda, which is plag mincha, shu ad sof yud shos chose revia, which is 10.75 hours, 4:45. That's the mechaber. A small, almost obvious thing that we know, Hagor from the Ramah, Misha'arinon, we figure Sha'os Elu, these hours that we are speaking about, the Fi Inyan Hayom, according to the day that we are dealing with, Af Im Hayom Aroch, even if the day is longer than an assumed 12 hours, which should be the maximum, is Misha'arinon, we figure the 12 hours that we need for day, the Yud Bei Sha'os, the Hei Mikro Sha'os Manios. We divide them proportionally, and they are proportional hours, not astronomical hours of 60 minutes. V'chein, says the Ramah, kol mokom sheshiyaru chachomim b'shos. Any mitzvah that we deal in hours, and we have to figure out hours, is misha'arinon l'shos. Elu, we figure these hours as what? As proportional hours, quoting the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos and Brachos. V'asikna. And the maskana, the final conclusion of the Gemara, in this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, is the Ovid Kemar, Ovad. If you follow one, follow one. With the Ovid Kemar, Ovad. And if you follow the other, follow the other. The who provided she'yase la'olam kechad minayu, that you are consistent either by one or the other. She'im oseh kirabonon, that if you go ahead and follow Rabbanan umisfalo mincha ad ha'layla, again layla, and daven until shkia, shuv eino yachol yisfalo avis, after that you can never daven marav miplaga mincha ulamala, which is Rav Yehuda shita of plaga mincha being the cutoff time. V'im osek Rav Yehuda, if you hold like Rav Yehuda until plaga mincha umisfalo marav miplaga mincha ulamala, you have to be careful to do what? That you don't daven mincha after plaga mincha, because according to Rav Yehuda, that's not cricket. V'achshav. Now, late 1500s, right? 16th century. Nagul yisfalo tilas mincha ad halayla. Since we daven until shkia. Okay? But it's not until shkia. Look immediately, ches ad halayla. I have a question as to why the Mishnah Brura waited until now. This is the third layla that we've had, but it's not such a terrible and profound question. Ad halayla, Ratzolomar says the Mishnah Brura that what the Mechaber means is ad bein hashemoshos, which is what shehu safek layla, which is a little after shkia. Somewhat after shkia, which is in Bein HaShemoshos, and it's still not night. And that's what we're going to get into, that famous machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam Shita, what Bein HaShemoshos is. That's our next one. We'll drive ourselves buggy in trying to understand that. Right now, it's clear that it is not Laila meaning Tzeis HaKochavim. It is a little after shkia. Achshav, back in the Mechaber, the third line, V'achshov no'agu yisfalo tfilas mincha ad ha'layla, is ainu yisfalo tfilas arvis kodem shkia sahama. It's obvious that you can't go ahead and daven mincha before shkia sahama. Before shkia sahama. Because these are mutually exclusive terminologies. V'im b'diavad, if however you did it, is yisfalo tfilas arvis miplaga mincha l'mala. But if you went ahead after Plaga Mincha and you did daven, is Yotza. You go ahead and you're Yotza, even though you haven't been consistent. B'shas Adchak, when you're under duress, what under duress means can be several things. Is Yachol Yisfalo Tfilas Arvis Miplaga Mincha Lamala. Even though our Minhag is not like Rab Yehuda, but it's like Rabbanon, Achshav Nagu, as he said, there is that element of B'shas Adchak. What if you can't get a minion together? You have to say Kaddish. What if it is dangerous to wait until true Laila, say Sakachovim, because of the neighborhood? Okay? Now I know I'm not being consistent. I'm davening Mincha after Plaga Mincha and Myra before Shkia, but it's a Shasachak. That's the issue. That is truly the issue.
Yeah, most of the time, it's not. Just a clock. No, Brooklyn, my father-in-law used to live. Might have been. But
there are lots of places we do it like that where it's not. That'd be
questions. Or they can't keep the people there long enough.
Yeah.
So what would that come under?
Can't keep the people, so you can determine that it's a shas of chak. You're not going
to
have a meeting.
Yeah, people aren't willing to hang around until later. There are plenty of shuls that are like that.
Okay.
Like Saratoga.
No,
you don't have to say it, sir.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? There's no question about it. If you finally get a mincha minion together, whether it's the early mincha or the late mincha, summertime, finally manage to scrape 10 Jews who are available together, it could be very difficult. I mean, we at Young Israel take the easy way out. We don't have a mincha. Why? Because we don't have any retirees. But do you know how many times when Masachi was sitting shivas? Okay, I had to take him. I took him to Tiferes. We were 9 and 10. And this is a minyan that has been established for 75 years. Everyone's away in Florida. Every one of their crew is away in Florida, the old guys. You know how many times the Adas has to call? So there's no question about it that you have to determine that as surely a legitimate shasachat when you have a minyan every single day. I admit, however, that there's no question about it that your challenge is correct. Because how many people went through the Mokker and came to this understanding of this piece of Shulchan Aruch, the Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar, in a case of consistency. It's a, you know, there are few such problems, but they're tough ones. Choose one of or another, or let's say choose one or the other when it comes to spirit. Either the first or the second, but don't take the best of both worlds, because otherwise you don't have 30 days of sphere.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Well, there you are. So it's there's no question that when you have a machlokes, it's yochid and rabim. It goes according to the rabim.
So why not?
But not in Minka. Not in
Minka. Why not?
Probably because it is so much more easy to legislate the morning and be exact and consistent.
Just use legislate the afternoon.
So much more easy.
That's irrelevant. That was not considered part of the problem. They're talking about when they're giving karbanos in the temple. Nobody worked. I mean, all they did was give karbanos. It's not a problem.
Are we talking about the temple?
We have to. You know, it's Knegat Karbanos.
No, but we're transferring it to the Tefillah. Are we talking about the Tefillah transference, or are we talking about the Karbanos themselves?
Well, remember, Rav Yehuda wanted Tefillah, the Korban Tomid Shel Arba'im, to be finished
by Plag Mincha.
By Plag Mincha.
You don't say Mincha till Plag Mincha.
Question is, would Rabbi Yehuda be moda that Bishas Adcha, you can go until where? You can go until Shkia. Obviously he is moda Bishas Adcha. Okay?
Why did you say obviously?
Because the sun is still in the sky. Still are able to see the sun.
Yeah.
What Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do was make sure to protect Karbanos, that there shouldn't be a psul in the Karbanos by giving yourself enough time. No emergencies. That's right. No emergencies. Can't play games with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's Syog.
Now, can Syog be so restrictive as to tell you that even Bishas Adchak, you cannot use the exception? Probably not.
And Tikkunos Rabbanim weren't effective in Beis Mikdash anyhow.
Why?
It had to do with Karbanos.
Why? There are many things in the Rabbanim that were changed with Karbanos. With Zerika and so on. It wasn't Gemara yet. It wasn't Gemara time yet. But the early Tanoim were in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva may have seen the Beis HaMikdash as a child.
But who Paskin Shilas on Karbanos?
Sanhedrin.
Even though they weren't Kohanim.
They were sitting right next to the Mizbeach for that reason.
Can it be Kohanim?
You could have been a Kohen and been in the Sanhedrin, but you didn't have to be a Kohen. If it was necessary, you had Sanhedrin. You had a Kohen Gadol, it was a Talmud Chacham. You could have passed in the Shabbos.
Well, you know it's every Kohen Gadol, it's a Talmud Chacham.
Okay. If you didn't, you didn't. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have Talmid Echachomi who were Kohanim Gidol. But the Sanhedrin was right there. And maybe this is the Syog. You have to worry about the Psul and the Kohen. You have to go run. You see, and interestingly enough, the Mekom HaSanhedrin was Eitz HaMizbeach. that mizbeach, which the Kabbonis were brought on, right over there.
While they were meeting, they were sacrificing.
But mitkom, that I can't say. But the mokom was there, and obviously, if you needed them, they could be called into session right away. But there's no question about it that you have to come away from this discussion, this conversation, with two things. Number one, the natural assumed limit of the day is shkia in so many of these makaras. And number two, and if it's shkia, therefore the beginning is zrichas net. That's the shita of the Vilna Gaon. And the second thing is that after all is said and done in the machlokes in mincha time between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda and Rabbonon, there is truly this question as to how pedantic does Rav Yehuda want to be and say until Plaga Mincha. And if he's being pedantic, why is he being so pedantic? And probably a siyam. And if it's a siyam, we can take some liberties with Shasa Chak, because he, Rav Yehuda himself, would agree that it's nothing more than a siyam. And as simple as that. And we have that in the first Mishnah. The very first Mishnah of Brachas. Amos I Korinus Hashma Ba'arvis. Right? So you start whenever you start. But Rabbanon say Kol HaLayla? And Rabban Gamliel says till when? Till Chatzos. Why does he insist till Chatzos? Because, yeah. But he admits, but with his own children who came in from a Chleif Ros, a Rosh Chodesh party or something, and they came in the middle of the night, 2 and 3, and they didn't say the Shema, he admits that the Iker Halacha is like his protagonist in this Halacha, that you say it all night long. I hold from Siag. It's just a matter of how far you want to go and how stringent you want to go in Siag, but not in the Iker Mitzvah itself. Shalom, if we close it the way this is.